이동 여기 있네 또 왔나 봐네.
Seattle said, firstly, he's very happy to meet with all of you.
Okay, 우대하도록 장비하면.
He's going to tell us about meditation, about practicing the Dhamma.
디마 아토마 드리바탄디아 아토마.
So what we're going to practice here is meditation based on the Satipatthana Sutta.
이동디아토데수라
First of all, to understand that practicing the Dhamma means that what we're trying to do is cultivate the wholesome qualities of our mind. And in using the Satipatthana Sutta as the basis for which we are growing the wholesome qualities of mind, there are five qualities of mind that we are essentially cultivating, and they are mindfulness, right effort, stability of mind, confidence, and wisdom. In Pali, the word for meditation is bhavana. Bhavana means cultivation. And cultivation basically means that we allow the quality that we wish to cultivate to arise or be practiced in our mind over and over again. So, all minds arise and pass away, whether they are wholesome or unwholesome, they come and they go. However, as the minds arise and go, they leave behind their qualities, they leave behind an imprint of what they were holding for, and that is inherited by the next mind that arises. So in each mind, if what we cultivate is, say, mindfulness, then as the minds come and go, the mindfulness gets stronger and stronger because that's what's being repeated mind after mind. And that also happens with any other qualities that we might be cultivating, like if we are angry and we allow ourselves to keep being angry, or if we are greedy, allow ourselves to keep being greedy, or if we're happy, allow ourselves to keep being happy. That's what keeps getting cultivated. So if we understand this principle, Seattle says, then we'll begin to understand that when we want to cultivate something and we want it to be really strong, we cannot stop cultivating it, because when we stop, something else will start getting cultivated. So, you know, there's something always there. Yeah, so if we are constantly cultivating wholesome qualities of mind, then the unwholesome qualities don't have as much a chance to be present, and they can get weaker. So in practicing mindfulness, we want to cultivate mindfulness and make it really strong. And we want to have mindfulness as much as possible in the mind all day long. So Seattle says that's why the schedule here is for all day, is to be mindful all day. There's a schedule for doing things, but not a schedule for being mindful. That's from the moment you wake up till you fall asleep. And there's no need to be concerned that, you know, trying to cultivate mindfulness all day long will make us tired, or, you know, that it will be tedious, because He says it's a wholesome quality. And if we are cultivating a wholesome qualities actually make the mind feel better. So if we're cultivating all day long and we're doing it with wholesome minds, it will feel better and better. It will be fine.
Wholesome mind, adibe, do a definition point now. Do a look a peek in.
Yeah.
Be chana de so be.
Yeah.
Aro di wholesome mind ni mya la de le lu ye sait ga chana la de be.
By definition, a wholesome mind is a quality that if we develop, it gives the mind ease and happiness, and it is without fault.
Aro dia lu ri me ji ba. Tia a thout da, pin man mla tat da.
Siyada wants to ask all of us, do you think if we meditate, we will feel more relaxed or more tired? What do you think? He says, many of us might feel like, you know, if we practice a lot of meditation, it will make us tired. Especially if we have to practice meditation all day long, if we... He says our eyes might start popping out.
The gain of your atop da man ne tabor la man ne tya thut da le man ne so yin di sit ka de ku tu sit di phit la ma so yin cha cha atop li sit ka chan na mu a chi la li ba ti ngain la me e chan la me po ba la me lan san la me na pyo la me da da right practice ya chu bi
de. Yeah, but if we practice mindfulness correctly, if we are meditating and we are developing the wholesome mind, we are practicing with the right attitude, and the mind remains wholesome all day long, Siyada says, or mostly remains wholesome all day long. Inevitably, Siyada says, the mind will feel lighter, it'll feel happier, it'll feel more confident, and there's a feeling of well-being that accompanies that.
experience ရှိလို့ပါဟိုလောက်တာမကျွမ်းကျင်တဲ့အခါကျတော့ဆွတ်လုံမိတဲ့အခါကျတော့အကျိုးပေးတိတ်မကောင်းပင်ပန်းနေပင်ပန်းခဲ့လို့လူရတကြောက်နေ
Yeah, if we've ever had experiences where we tried to meditate all day long and it made us tired or tense or anxious, it's more because we were not skillful at how to practice, and so, you know, unwholesome qualities come in, we struggle, and that's why we might have found it tiring.
Ano tia thon ne sit ga tadit tha ma di lobha ne am thop mi bo lobha le chi chi ne am thop mi bo chin na de sain ne am thop mi bo naw yan mi do ta a am thop mi bo a ya ye ji de.
So the important thing Siyada says is it not so much the qualities that we experience, but the wholesome mind, the wholesome way in which we practice. He says if we, so long as we practice without expectation, we practice and we are not rejecting or resisting what we are aware of, and we're not trying too hard to get anything, Siyada says, then practice should be quite all right.
ဒီကုအကုသိုလ်စိတ်ပါလာမဈာညက်လာမဆိုရင်လူကပင်ပန်းလာအားလေးအများကြီးထက်တတ်တယ
်
လိုချင်လာရင်အားအများကြီးစိုက်တယ်မချိမနအားမရတော့ဘူးဆိုလေအားလေးအများကြီးစိုက်တယ်နောက်ဘာလုံးဝမှမသိတယ်ရမ်းပြီးတော့စိုက်တယ
် Yeah ဟိုတည်ရစိတ်နဲ့တည်စရာနဲ့နည်းနည်းခွဲပြောမ
ယ်ပြောမယ်ပြီးမှပြောမယ်ပြောမယ
် So when we are being mindful, Siyada says we need to watch out that we are not wanting something from what we areFrom the meditation, or that we are not rejecting something, you know, we're not judging something that we experience in meditation, and also being careful that, you know, we don't know what to do and then just start trying very hard because we don't know what to do.
Aside dao adika ayeji de parama tache ane ne pyo ma so aside dao shwa ဒီမှာအစိုက်တာ concentrate တို့ penetrate တို့မလုပ်ပါနဲ့မလိုပါဘူးအဲ့လောက်ကြီးမလိုလို့ပ
ါ Siyada says, and one of the first things he wants to tell us is to relax, not to use too much energy, not to focus too hard. There's no need to do all that when we are being mindful. He says he doesn't want us to concentrate or try to penetrate the object or anything like that. He just wants us to know what's going on.
ဘာလို့လူရဲ့စိတ်ရဲ့တဘာဝက ချိပြီးတာအပြင်မှာဘဝမှာနေခဲ့တော့တော့ဘာပဲလှုပ်လှုပ်ဖြစ်အောင်လှုပ်ကြတယ
်
လှုပ်ရင်အားထည့်ပြီးလှုပ်ကြတော့အကျင့်ပါနေတယ်အခုတခုခုလှုပ်ရမယ်ဆိုရင်သူကဒါနဲ့လှုပ်တတ်တယ်ဒါကြောင့်ဒါကိုအရင်သတိပေးရတယ
် and the reason အား
အများကြီးထည့်တတ်တယ
် the reason he's reminding us Sierra said is because in life our habits are when we are trying to do any of our work at home or at work is to use such energies to work. Like sometimes when we need to get something done, we get in a hurry to get it done. We can, you know, want something very much, and then we put a lot of our energies into trying to achieve what we want. And so he says these same energies can just habitually come into the way we try to practice meditation.
တဏီကုံအားထုတ်ရမယ်ဆိုတော့အဲ့လိုအားထုတ်ရင်မလုံနိုင်တော့စိတ်တွေကအကားကုန်သွားတယ်ပင်ပန်းလာမယ်နောက်စိတ်ဝင်စားမှုနည်းလာမယ
် but if we're going to do something all day long and then we begin to start wanting something and we're trying to practice because we want something or we don't like something we're experiencing and we're practicing in a way with the mind that we want this to go away and how do I practice to make this go away if we have this sort of intentions when we practice Sierra says and we're doing it all day long we will get very very tired
so တရားထုတ်တဲ့နေရာမှာနှစ်ခုသဘောပေါက်မှာအာယုံနဲ့စိတ်နဲ့အာယုံကိုအကြောင်းပြုပြီးတော့စိတ်မှာခုန quality ကောင်းတဲ့စိတ်တတိတမလေးဉာဏ်နဲ့အားကောင်းလောင်လေ့ကျင့်ပေးတာ
so when we meditate, Sierra says, we will notice that the mind stands in two teams. There's the team of the mind that we will be watching. So we will see greed, we will see aversion, we will see delusion, we'll see happiness, we'll see anger, we'll see all this. But there's the mind that we're watching it. That's in the other team. So the mind that's watching holds different qualities from the minds that we are watching.
So, the other thing is, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do.
And Sarah says, in meditation, we are using this mind, the mind that is watching. We're using that mind to meditate. We're not using our bodies to meditate. We're using the mind.
I don't know what to do, but I don't know what to do, but I don't know what to do. စိတ်မှာဒတိတမဉာဏ်ဖြစ်အောင
်
အားထုတ်တာပဲ
but we use the body as well as the minds that are being that we observe or that are being watched we use all those as objects we use the body and the mind as objects for the mind that watches
အာယောပွားစီရမလို့အာယောရှိပြီးသား
yeah
အာယောအမြင်တိုင်းသူ့အတူတဘာဝအတိုင်းရှိနေတာပွားရမှာစိတ်ရဲ့ quality ကမရှိဘူး
And Sierra really wants us to notice that what we are cultivating is the mind that is watching, the mind that is being mindful. That's the cultivation, right? The rest of it, the things that we observe, the things that we notice, we call them objects. It can be minds, right? It can be the happy mind, the sad mind, the angry mind, the good mind. It can be sensations in the body. It can be seeing, hearing. Touching, tasting, smelling. So all those are objects. But he says, that's not the meditation. Those are the stepping stones for meditation. We use them so that we can cultivate the mindfulness. There is a mind that knows all this. And the mind and what is being cultivated is the mind that is knowing all the rest of it.
Poama, these qualities, stick a quality of poama.
And in this mind that is knowing all the rest of it, Sierra says the qualities of mindfulness, of steadiness of mind, of wisdom, of confidence, of effort, all those qualities are being cultivated in the mind that is knowing.
Hello. I don't know. I'm saying that I'm not going to be able to do it. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
So Sierra says, a lot of you have practiced with him, but some of you may not have. So he just wants to sort of show us how we can know what is happening without using too much effort. Mm-hmm. How to be mindful.
အခုမြင်တာကိုတိလာမိကုံးကနော်မြင်တာကို တိတလားမြင်တာလို့မြင်တလားလို့မိတာမဟုတ်မြင်တာတိတလားလို့
So Seattle wants to ask do we know that we are seeing So he says if you listen carefully to the question it's not whether we are seeing but whether we know that we are seeing
တည်တယ်နော
် Yes you know that you are seeing
မတည
် You don't know that you are seeing
မတည်ပိတ်လိုက်မျက်လုံးပိတ်လိုက
် He said close your eyes
မတည်မတည်တော့
Now you don't know that you are seeing because there's no seeing happening
အဖွင့်လိုက
် Now open your eyes Now you know that you are seeing Yes
Okay ဘယ်လောက်အားဆက်ရလဲမြင်တာတည်ဖို့
He says, and did you have to use any energy to recognize that you're seeing? No. Mm. So that's what he means by mindfulness. You know what is happening. So long as we can understand what it means, he says, then we can do it. We don't have to put in a lot of energy. Yeah? So he's trying to emphasize the fact that we don't have to concentrate to know something. We just have to recognize it.
လူတရားကိုတတိထားဆိုတော့ concentrate တဲ့တော့အမားနေ concentrate ကိုထဲ့တာများနေ
Yeah so he says for a lot of us we can get into really trying very hard to see something or keep our attention on something but we don't have to try that hard he says
အဲ့လိုလားအဲ့လိုလေးတာအားထုတ်မယ်နိုင်တဲ့လောက်အားထုတ်မယ်ဒီလူတလောက်လေးပဲတနေကုန်အားထုတ်ရင်ကြားလိုက်ရင်သူ့ energy ကဒီလိုတက်တာဒီလူကြီးထောင်မတက်တော့ဒီလူဖြည်းဖြည်းချင်းတက်သွားမှာ
Yeah he says and if we do that recognizing what's happening in this mind this body if we do that consistently throughout the day he says you'll find that very gently the mindfulness you know the quality of knowing becomes better towards the end of the day and so he wants to remind us not to put in a lot of energy to be mindful but he would like us to be persistent in being mindful
နောက်တစ်ခုကအဲ့မြင်နာနဲ့ကြားတာတိဖို့တိတ်ဘလို့မခက်ဘူးလူတိုင်းအမြင်နဲ့ကြားနေအမြင်နဲ့မြင်နေတာပဲဒါနဲ့လေအထုလို့ဖြစ်တယ
် and if in all of our five physical senses Yadusis, the two most persistent senses actually are seeing and hearing we are seeing and hearing all the time they're always present So they're not difficult to recognize, but we don't have a habit of recognizing or acknowledging them, and we can do that.
Yeah.
So a lot of us don't have a habit of recognizing or acknowledging that there is seeing going on, that there's hearing going on, and he said that is definitely something we need to develop.
daily life မှာတကယ်ဒီတရားစခန်းရွေချက်တယ်တရားအထုတ်တာကိုဘဝတည်းရောက်စေခြင်းတာဒါကြောင့်မလို့ဒီမြင်တာလေးကြားတာမြင်တာကြည့်တာလေးကိုအထုတ်ဖြစ်ဖို့လိုတယ
် and he wants us to take the practice that we learn here back into our lives so that we can stay mindful while we go about our daily lives so he says since seeing and hearing are such easily available objects of awareness Yadu says these are two senses that we must become familiar with and conscious of so that we can stay mindful in our daily lives
အဲ့တော့ ਪਰਮਾਤ ချက်အရေးကြီးတာကခုနအားဆိုင်မဲ့အစားဆက်ဆက်ပါဒါ ਪਰਮਾਤ တခုပြောခြင
်း So his first the summary of his first piece of advice is to not to use too much energy but to be persistent.
Not cool အရေးကြီးတာ right view. သဘောထားမှန်ဖို့
The second thing that Seattle wants us to remember when we are mindful is right view. Something called right view. He'll explain it.
Right view ဆိုတော့ wrong view အရင်သိရမယ်။ဘာလဲ wrong view ကဘာလဲဆိုတော့ဒီခန္ဓာကိုယ်မှာဖြစ်တဲ့ process physical process and mental process ကိုပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တ attva အနေနဲ့ယူတာငါပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တ attva အနေနဲ့ identify လုပ်တာဒီ process ကိုဒါက wrong view
yeah
ဘာကြောင့် wrong view ဖြစ်လဲဆိုရင် तू ကငါနဲ့ပတ်သက်လာရင်ကိလေသာအကြီးကြီးလာလို့အဲ့ယူဆဘူးမားတယ်လို့ပြော
so Sierra says to explain right view, he will explain wrong view first. So Sierra says wrong view is defined as when we have experiences. You know, we have the experiences of this mind and this body. He says this mind and this body is a continuous process of events that are continuing, related by cause and effect. But when we take this process and we identify with it, we take it personally, we think it belongs to me, or sometimes, you know, when we other people are their processes of mind and body, we take it as that person, we take it as a person, we personalize a process. Sierra says that's the wrong view. When we identify the processes as a person. He says, and the reason that's wrong view is because when we identify a process as a person, you will notice that, for example, if there is anger, anger is a process. But when we think I am angry, then we have a judgment. I shouldn't be angry, or you get more angry. So what wrong view does, when we identify a process as a person or a personality, what wrong view does is it makes the unwholesome qualities of mind, it accelerates them, it makes them grow. And this view that there's a personality, Seattle says, is very entrenched in the mind. It's everywhere. So if you think about it now, I have come to meditate. I am sitting here. What I feel is mine. What I know, I know. So we're already, that view is already very much part of our being. We need to recognize
that.
He says, he gives an example, another example. He says, like if we have pain and we say, oh, you know, I feel so much pain. He said, if we think of it that way, he said, it feels more painful. If we think I have so much pain, it feels more painful. But if we think, oh, there is pain, and this is a process, this is nature, let's look at it. He said there is a different flavor the mind brings to it, and it doesn't react, it doesn't get so involved and react so much. So we need to recognize that when the mind has the right point of view, it's looking at something in the right manner, the whole attitude is much more accepting, whereas when it thinks about things in a more personal way, you will find that the mind starts to react. It has more judgments and more suffering.
Hello, since I'm my right view, no?
Right view, Bob. So what Seattle would like us to do to help the mind to not so much to put away the wrong view, but just to try to disengage from it a little bit, is to remind ourselves that what's happening and what we are noticing or observing is nature. It's happening naturally. There is a process going on. That process is governed by a lawful cause and effect. He says when we personalize things, when we identify with the processes that we will observe as we watch this mind and body, Sierra says, when we judge something as good and it's mine, Sierra says, we attach to it. We want to keep it. And we want to continue having that experience, and we think of ways to continue having the experience. Or if it's something that the mind judges as not perfect or not what ideal or not what it wants, then the mind starts to reject it. It starts to think of ways to get away from the experience. Seattle says, but that's not meditation. We're starting to choose. And he says, but if we remind ourselves that this is a process and we are learning about the process, remembering always that what we're cultivating is the knowing. Right, the knowing. So we just know what is happening. Then reminding ourselves that this is just a process helps us to just accept that this is what's happening so that we can just know it and continue to observe it and cultivate the
mindfulness.
In the practice of mindfulness, the goal is to gain wisdom. And to gain wisdom, we have to understand the way things are so that we understand the truth of the way things are. So in order to do that, we need to observe what's happening in an unbiased way so that we actually see the nature of what is happening as it reveals itself to us.
Now, the Dita Yue Chen Kuna Nakushi, Paramatku Apoamia Adiba Bari. The Dita, Balu, the Dita, Pajan, the Bungaba, Pomia, the Dita, not who are knowledge in teaching. The Yuajan Nakune, the Ditania.
So we're being mindful, Seattle says, we're meditating, we're cultivating mindfulness. Mindfulness grows as we practice continuously. And the second thing that happens is that because we're being mindful and observing what's going on, we learn, so wisdom grows. So that's the twofold benefit of being mindful. Cultivating mindfulness and all the other good qualities and growing wisdom. And it's important to know that mindfulness leads to the growth of wisdom, Seattle says, because if our intention, if our goal is just to be quiet or to be peaceful, Seattle says, we will miss the lessons that we could learn from what we are observing because we are trying to be peaceful. You know, then we start to reject what's happening or desire what we experience, and our mind is targeting a certain experience, and we forget to notice what lessons are being shown to us, what we could learn from observing this process, because the mind has an intention to have peace. So we need to remember that what we can learn is much greater than just peace. There is wisdom. But Seattle assures us that peace will be there. It's just not the goal of meditation, but peace is a side effect of meditation. When wisdom grows, peace grows. Because even especially with difficult experiences or when we are suffering and we need to observe this, Yadav says, when we learn from it, Yadav says, we can become free of the suffering, so it brings peace. So the growth of wisdom always brings peace. He gives a simple example of the difference between having the intention to see what's happening as it is versus wanting to have peace. So if we watch the breath and we want peace, Yadav says, we'll always be watching out to see whether the mind is becoming more peaceful or not. We kind of can't, you know, that's our target. So we watch the breath and we watch the breath and we're always judging whether the mind is becoming more peaceful or not. But Yadav says, if we were open to just watching the breath and knowing what the breath is presenting, we start to notice, oh, the breath is long now, the breath is short now. Is the breath cool when you breathe out? Is the breath cool when you breathe in? You start to notice these different things if you were just watching the breath as it is instead of trying to be peaceful.
So
So he says, so when we do want to understand the truth, when we do, when we understand the motivation for practice, for our own motivation is to understand, Siyadu says, the mind is more alert. It's more awake to the moment. It's more watchful. So Sarah says, when we practice the Dharma, understanding that the goal is to gain wisdom, having understood that, Sarah says, still initially what we'll be doing is just cultivating mindfulness. We just taking moment after moment of noticing the present moment as it is. And initially, it may not seem like we're learning anything, but we're just observing. But as the observation continues and you have a day, two, three, and you have more and more, when you observe continuously like that or persistently over time, Siyadu says, all that we note, all that we observed, it starts to show us a picture. The mind begins to learn from what it has been observing continuously. And so Seattle would like us to remember that in order to see what is, that we need to observe whatever is happening as it is. So we don't try to be peaceful, we don't reject what's not peaceful. He says it doesn't matter if it's noisy or busy, you know, we just recognize it as much as possible, persistently. We're not controlling anything when we meditate, we're just observing what's happening. He says, and if we're just having to observe what's happening as it is, Siyadu says, it's actually very easy, right? We don't have anything to achieve. We don't need to do anything. It doesn't have to be perfect. It can actually be totally bad, and we can just know it. That's all. We just recognize it. He says, so when it's going well, we recognize it's going well. When it's not going well, we recognize it's not going well. He says, but more than recognizing that it's going well or not going well, he says what he really wants us to recognize is that through all that, there is mindfulness. There is recognizing going on. There is awareness going on. There is, you know, acknowledging going on of what's going on. And that's what he wants us to really notice, that mindfulness is happening. He says, practicing the Dharma, Siyadu says, what concerns us is whether the mind is mindful, whether the mind knows what is happening. He says, never mind if what it knows is that the mind is angry, or that the mind is judging, or that the mind is attached. Never mind that. He says, what you want to remember is that the mind is knowing. Because that's what we're cultivating, the awareness. So Siyadu says, we're not here to think about results or what this will bring us. He says, we only want to think about the fact that we are practicing the mindfulness itself. He wants us to talk about mindfulness, think about mindfulness, be mindful, and just... And that's enough. If we just practice mindfulness, he says it will bring its results. Those were ideas about meditation, Siyadu says, that we need to have in general so that we can practice.
Chitang the Kutalo Yare. စီတိုင်းခုထားပြီးတော့မှဘေးလာလုံးမယ်ပြီးတဖြည်းတတိကောင်းလာပြီးဆိုတဖြည်းဖြည်းချအယုံမှာလက်ခံ
Seattle says we
ချိုးကအထုတ်နေကြလူတန်းချိုးတကူလုံးအယုံပြီးပြီးပေါ်ရပေါ်ရရှုမယ်ဆိုလဲရတယ်နော
်
ကြိုက်တယ်လို့
In meditation we can practice in different postures when we are sitting. It doesn't matter whether you're in the hall or sitting by the lake or, you know, out somewhere in your room. Sierra says, he says, settle the mind on something in this mind and body. It can be seeing or your breath or hearing, whatever. And he says, initially, so there's a few ways you could do it. You could just be knowing what's coming up in the body. Or he says, if you want to settle on one object, any object of your choice, and you want to settle there and stay there because it's more restful for a while, and then as other objects come up, just be aware of those, whatever comes up. Or he said, for some people, you might find it easier just to know the whole body, like this body is sitting or in this posture, just recognizing that and then recognizing whatever else comes up in the body and mind.
နော်အတွေ့အတန်ပိန်တင်းတုံးခုက struggle လုပ်ကြတယ်ရုပ်တော်တော်များများဟို resist ဟို struggle လုပ်နေကြတယ်အမှန်သူတို့ကလည်းအာယုံလို့ပဲသဘောထားမှန်မယ်ဆိုတော့အထောက်အလာလွယ်ပါတယ
် Yeah and despite all Seattle's advice to not resist or reject whatever comes up Seattle says we will still struggle when we have a lot of thoughts in the mind or just when we have thinking in the mind or when there is pain in the body or when there is sound. Like if there's noise that or sounds outside that we don't like, we're going to have a reaction. So,
Ayoniya, I don't want to be able to. Ayoniya, I don't want to be able to. The body of the mind, Ayoniya, I don't want to be able to. I don't want to
be able to. But Sierra says, sounds or pain or thinking, they're just objects. Just something that the mind is recognizing in the moment. And if we have that attitude, Seattle says, it is helping us to be mindful. Those objects are something that we know and therefore we are mindful. And when the mind doesn't have that view, then it's going to start reacting and judging. Particularly with thoughts, Seattle says, you know, be careful because we tend to believe our thoughts. He says there's no need to believe the thoughts and what they say, nor be impressed. We don't have to, you know, believe the negative thoughts, nor do we need to be impressed by the positive ones, he said.
Tu ya sai so la definition phwin na blo phwin na so tabodiya de ku chi de ai tabodiya ba le so tui tat da le
yeah
ai sai lo kho
la yeah Seattle says and what are thoughts by definition Seattle says the mind is defined in one way as that which thinks. And so what is thinking is just the mind.
Tu ya na le ya me tia to khu be sait so la tu na le chin lo a thau ni la.
And so
tu ya hu sait su ya ma mho do ra phi ya ma mho.
So the thinking mind is just another phenomena that we can begin to understand the truth about. So there's no need to reject it or try to push it away. We can observe it, acknowledge it.
ဇာလံကိုဇာလံကို concept ဖြစ်သွားမယ်ဇာလံကိုတိတ်မစိတ်အဓိကမထားဘူ
း
အဲ့ဒီတွေးတတ်တဲ့သဘောဖြစ်လာတဲ့သဘောအဲ့စိတ်ဆိုတဲ့သဘောကိုနားလည်ခြင်း
Yeah but that which is thinking is the mind Sierra says but the story that the thought is like acting out for us or presenting to us that story is what we call concept that story is a concept it's made up by the mind So he says we need to differentiate between the thinking, the act of thinking, the mind is thinking. We need to differentiate between, we need to know that this is the mind and the rest of it, that the story that the mind tells us is just the story. And since we want to understand the mind and the body, Seattle says, well, we do want to acknowledge that the mind is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think, if you judge your own mind as, you know, you think that the mind is thinking too much, Sierra says, just let it be. Sierra says, you don't have to pay it a lot of attention. If you can't keep up with the thoughts, you can just be mindful of whatever else is coming up. Just know that you are aware, Sierra says. And so long as we are not getting all worked up about the fact that the mind is thinking, he says, it's fine. We can just continue to do our own job while the thinking does its own job. So for example, Sierra says, maybe we're watching the breath and we notice the mind is thinking. And acknowledging the thought doesn't stop the thought. Sierra says, the mind is thinking and we're watching the breath. That's fine. Absolutely fine. You can know that you're watching the breath and you also know that the mind is thinking. Yes. In fact, Sierra says, when mindfulness is better, you'll find that the mind tends to know different things that are happening at the same time.
Yes.
So don't even imagine that the thoughts need to stop, Sierra says, because that's not possible. The mind doesn't stop thinking. Even if we don't notice the thoughts, it doesn't mean they're not there. You know, they just do their work at a subtle level. So yeah, perish the thought that the thoughts might stop.
Now,
When it comes to any kind of pain, whether you have physical pain or emotional pain, Sierra says, what he wants us to really notice is whether the mind likes or does not like that emotional or physical pain. And mostly we don't like it, Sierra says. And what he'd want us then to watch is the fact that we don't like the pain. Yes, so we look at the reaction. And when we watch the fact that the mind is disliking the pain, Sierra says, it doesn't feel pleasant. It's not pleasant to watch. But he would like us to make the effort. Don't look at the pain. Look at the reaction in the mind. Look at the disliking, if it's there. We will find this a useful skill at home. Particularly at home, Sierra says, emotional pain becomes something that we have to deal with a lot, and understanding the skill of seeing the mind that reacts to the emotional pain, Sierra says, will, and knowing how to be with it, you know, settles the mind more quickly. So if we learn that skill, Sierra says, then we learn to maintain the stability of the mind at home.
Yeah,
it's a necessary skill, because the more we being able to keep the stability of the mind means that we're able to handle whatever unwholesome stuff comes up in the mind. We don't reject them. And being able to keep that stability of mind allows wisdom to arise. And when we are walking, anywhere we're walking, just around the corridors, or if we actually go for a walk, or some of us do walking back and forth meditation. Whenever we're walking, Sierra says, to recognize we're walking. Some of us know, have been taught to keep our attention in our feet when we walk and all that. But basically, it's to recognize that we are walking, the sensations of walking.
Yeah.
Yes. And although this is always mentioned last, Sierra says it is definitely not least, particularly everything else that we do. That is not just sitting or walking, you know. So when we open a window, when we go to the toilet, take a shower, look at things as we do things. do our chores, you know, vacuuming or what, weeding, whatever we do, Sierra says, be mindful. And whatever we do, always remember that what we are doing is being mindful. So you know what you're doing, but you also know that you're mindful. Think of yourself as two people, he said. One person is doing something, the other person is watching that person doing something. And it's the watching that's important. Yes.
So
he thinks you can all practice now, yes? Is there any doubt? Would you like to ask him a question? Or many questions?
Okay, interview jam at him.
So then he will start seeing us in interviews which start tomorrow.
Okay.